loser, and I'm okay with it. All right, we are recording.
All right, well, we are currently the No Names.
The No Names, the No Name podcast.
We might as well be third string because we don't have a name on our jerseys yet.
Right, third string scout team. Yeah. We're all that good stuff.
See, no name, just a number. but everybody listening, we need a name, so submit names in whatever comments sections that we have for where we're putting this, and we'll go over them in the next show. We need the help.
I mean, I personally like the third stringers, but
I know you've said it like 8 times.
Yeah, like third string, the scout team, the slappies.
Just a number.
Okay.
Double zero.
Another number. Ooh, double zero. Good work with that.
Buckshot. No. We'll get some help and then we'll come back to it.
We'll work on it.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll work on it.
All right.
Well, first off, let's discuss game one of Warriors-Cavs, which, what would you know, game two is going to go on here in about 30 minutes, so we'll try to wrap this up so we can all watch the game. But yeah, game one, Warriors-Cavs.
Before we go any further, I just want everybody to know that when she said in about 30 minutes, she actually looked down to her hand, which did not have a watch on it, to check what time it was.
It's not a habit for my imaginary
watch. We got 30 minutes. Basically about 30 minutes. Well, let me just start saying I am a proud bandwagon Cavs fan. I'm a LeBron James fan, so I am team Cavs all the way.
Yeah, well,
I can't agree. I cannot agree.
I'm team thanks for sweeping my team out of the playoffs, jerks. I don't know. This is going to be an interesting night tonight because with Kyrie Irving, God, that had to hurt, breaking your kneecap.
I know. I feel so sorry for him. It's just one thing after another.
He's not a Derrick Rose yet, but he's on his way, I suppose.
He's on his way, let's be real.
Yeah, but I mean, like, at least when he's playing through injury, he's actually good. Derrick Rose, like, I mean, he smells a doctor and he faints. I mean,
well, and LeBron goes from, like, he just has a thing with guards with bad knees. I mean, like, look at D-Wade's knees. They're horrible. Now you've got Kyrie. Awful.
There's a joke there that I'm not going to go, but anyways, you know.
Don't do it.
Well, I'm personally team Steph Curry and his cute little baby girl.
Okay, yeah, his daughter. Yes. I hope this thing goes 7 games just because I want to see her in post-game conferences.
And you know what? To all you journalists that say that you guys are on a time limit here, quit sucking the fun.
Oh,
yeah, like,
God,
his daughter is
it.
Adorable. I'd rather be looking at her than angry, like, sour.
It's just the angry old reporters that are just like blogging isn't journalism. Yes.
And let's be real, he's going to say the same generic answers, like, she just brings something so different. But I don't understand how journalists can be upset with Steph for doing that when, do we not remember Marshawn Lynch, who literally would just say 2 words
every
post game?
I'd rather positive.
You
want to
be mad?
These are the same journalists that sit back and say, you should be better role models. He's being a great role model in that. He's showing himself being a real person and a dad.
And take one look at his daughter, and she looks just like a little small girl version of him. I don't know. She's adorable.
I just thought she was hysterical.
I don't know if you guys saw where his wife, like, she actually made a blog post, and she, because people, I guess, were saying it was bad parenting. Yeah. And she said, you know, her daughter wants to spend as much time with her dad as possible because he's always at practice, of course. He comes home late. And, you know, she just wants to see him after the game. So they're just literally spending daddy-daughter time together.
Exactly. And
so
I'm sorry.
I just really don't understand.
As a child, I can't tell you how many times I went to work with my parents. Like, people act like that doesn't go on these days. Like, yeah, my dad wasn't an NBA player. Sorry, but still, I feel like it's a normal thing for a child to essentially go to work with their parents at least once or twice, you know, in their young lifetime, you know, just a few times. And it's not like she does this every single post game. I mean, this is an exciting moment.
I wish she would,
though. I mean, it's exciting, though. I mean, this is... history for the Warriors, whether win or lose. Isn't this, like, out of 50 years, is it something like that? They're finally in the finals? Like, it's been a while for them, so.
Yeah. I mean, it's funny because it's San Francisco, and San Francisco has always been so synonymous with being, like, you know, they've had great success in all the other sports, but nobody's ever cared about Golden State until this, and it's like, this is a big sports city all of a sudden coming out of the woodworks, and you've got King James coming in with 44 points and not getting it done. I mean,
LeBron, I'm sorry, he's one of those. He's going to bounce around till he gets what he wants. He's a user. He is a team user. I cannot respect a user. I can't. If you don't give him what he wants, he's gone. He's like a womanizer, but instead he's a teamanizer. I'm sorry. That's how I feel.
I don't have a problem with users. I have a problem with abusers. And he's not abusing that city right now. I mean,
except for the fact that he got rid of all their young talent. Like, oh yeah, I'm so excited to work with, you know, what I have here at the Cavs. Gets there. Hey, all young guys, bye. Bye, Felicia's. You're gone. I'm bringing in my guys. Otherwise, I'm not playing
here.
That's
just basketball, though. I mean, guys do that.
That is basketball. It happens all the time, but just because it's LeBron.
But, I mean, players have so much more power over the league in the NBA than any other sporting period. I mean, except for maybe soccer.
I like Steph because he's worked with what he has, which is pretty good there. You know, Klay Thompson, you know, he's just as good at three-pointers as Steph, you know. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, the Warriors, where were they like 5 years ago? You know,
didn't have Steph Curry yet.
Exactly. I'm saying, yeah, look at Steph Curry. He worked with what he had, and he's done phenomenal at it, you know. And like I said, Klay Thompson, just as good. I mean, raining threes on threes on threes.
Yeah. I mean, speaking of threes, where did J.R. Smith come from before this playoffs? I mean,
he was too busy partying in New York. That's where he was.
Now, how angry are you if you're a Knicks
girls
fan?
DMs
right
on Twitter. That's, I don't like him. He's a woman.
Sliding into your DMs like.
Oh, jeez. So he's pulling the James Franco. Gotcha.
So I guess speaking of threes, how about American Pharoah Triple Crown?
That was exciting. I'm sorry. I know horse racing isn't big, and it's probably the only time we're ever going to talk about horse racing on this.
Oh, yeah. Well, besides the Kentucky Derby and all,
it's been...
It was exciting, though.
It's been
37
years. It's
an exciting
30
seconds, you know?
It is. I mean, I just wish it was... I wish it was longer. If you gave me 10 minutes, that'd be way better, but... I mean, it's still exciting. Yeah,
poor horses don't pass out and die for 10 minutes.
Well, yeah, I know that. So just you just don't sprint them the whole time.
I actually would kind of hope not for as much money as those horses are worth.
Oh, I mean, yeah.
Oh my gosh, I know. Like the owners of the horses, like paid.
I mean, well, it's still an amazing thing that within the last 2 years we've seen. Arguably the hardest things in sports done, which is the two Triple Crowns, with Miguel Cabrera getting the Triple Crown at baseball, and then now with American Pharoah getting it in horse racing, it's...
Threes on threes?
Threes on threes on threes.
Threes on threes.
Raining threes. Threes. Well, as we all know, the road to Omaha has come underway, and...
I think they got a lot of horses in Omaha.
Maybe Nebraska.
What
Park.
Do they have in Omaha, though?
I've been to
World
Omaha.
Series. It's World Series.
Not much. Flooding occasionally.
Yeah.
You know, tornadoes.
So, well,
those are cool, though.
While Florida, Miami, Virginia are the only teams set in stone right now for Omaha, who do we feel is gonna take home the ring and the trophy?
I feel like the Gators.
Do they get a ring?
They have to get rings.
Dude, I don't
you get rings or anything else? Why would you not get rings in baseball?
Well, it's not a world. It's not an actual.
It is a World Series.
It's the college.
It's a World Series. It's in the name, I believe. World Series.
I think they get rings.
You have to get a ring.
Surely.
Can someone please tweet Chase a ring to prove him wrong?
At Chase Urker.
They don't ask for Urker though.
They probably get a ring, a really nice ring, and a really really nice trophy.
Anyway, it goes. Who do we believe is gonna take home all the dough?
How many SEC teams are going in? So right now we know, now Arkansas clinched, Florida clinched.
Waiting on LSU. I'm going to assume LSU.
Yeah, LSU, they've been.
They're always good.
This year. Yeah, so let's assume LSU.
But this isn't like football. It's not like just SEC.
Well,
SEC.
I mean, I know. But well,
SEC is pretty dominant in college
baseball.
What
I'm saying is
we're pretty good at baseball, though.
If you look at it, I mean, that's already – there's a possibility of having three of the eight teams be from one conference.
I will say in the past eight seasons, this is Coach Kevin O'Sullivan's fourth time to make it to Omaha. And I actually had a chance to cover them down in Hoover a couple weeks ago for the SEC baseball tournament. And they're on a little hot streak there. And I don't know, I really liked watching them. They're a fun team.
Have you seen the batting averages?
Something special about them.
Have you seen the batting averages for LSU if they make it in?
Well, LSU is good. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying LSU is not good. But even Florida beat LSU.
They might have beaten LSU,
LSU 2-1.
LSU only has one of its nine batters, starting players, that's under 300 for the season, and he's hitting 299. Yeah.
LSU is good. No one's saying LSU is not good. I don't know.
We all agree.
I like Florida. Plus, AJ Puck is their ace pitcher. He's pretty dang good.
And pitching is going to be what's important with it. It's just going to come down
and
to
Florida.
Can you get
Florida has a strong bullpen. Can't think of the exact stat, but I'm pretty sure their bullpen has a higher. Has a higher record than their starting pitchers.
I think the big thing looking into this is who gets to throw their number ones first. Because I think you can get two. It's the double elimination tournament, so I think how many times can you throw your one? I think you can throw them three if it starts on day one. But if you had to throw your one out there in your last game of the Super Regional to get to the College World Series, he's not available.
Yeah. Well, I mean, outside pitching, though, I mean, Florida's been on a hot streak there. I know they were started off a little bit slowly there, but they won their last three series to enter into the SEC baseball tournament, and they won the whole thing with that. Minus their one late night loss to Arkansas, but, I mean, they've been on a hot streak here. You know, I believe late momentum.
I like late momentum just fine, but look into all the teams that bring a long streak coming into the playoffs. You want to be going in with strong momentum, but I hate teams going in on a streak because it's bound to end and it's gonna end in the playoffs.
Yeah, it is gonna like end to the most random team that you wouldn't even expect it.
Oh yeah, yeah. Or it'll just be like, starting pitcher is ejected in the first inning.
Right.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, I guess we're going to transfer on over to MLB. You know, ESPN had their fifth annual franchise player draft, and they were able to ask their experts, and their number one was Mike Trout. However, you had to pick your own franchise
Mike
player.
Mike Trout.
All right, Chase says he's going to go Mike Trout. Who would you choose, Natalie?
I guess not. So,
yeah. Okay.
Well, I'm gonna go the other way.
I was in Atlanta this weekend, and the Braves had traffic, just a hot mess all weekend. So I'm just, I'm over it.
What, over baseball?
Hey, yeah, that, over baseball that's, because of the Braves and it, traffic.
It's easy to get over the Braves. I got over them a while ago.
I'm still keeping up with them.
In
defense of the Braves, traffic in Atlanta is bad all the time anyway.
Well,
no, this was just too much.
Well, I know Chase won't agree with me on this, but if I had to choose a franchise player, it'd be Bryce Harper. I like Bryce Harper.
He's such a chotch.
Ew, he's not a chotch. Well, you know what that is, but he's not a chotch.
Oh, my gosh. That's a clown question, bro.
And I love that people always say he's underrated. Underrated, he's 22 years old. He's 22. He had 13 home runs in May.
Look, he's a talented player, but think about it this way. Which player do you hear about screaming at the opposing pitchers or making the entire team get into a fight or saying he's a clown question, bro?
I like passionate players.
You have,
and that was one time.
It's just unheard of in baseball.
You have another player in Mike Trout who keeps his mouth shut and performs better
whatever. I think Bryce Harper is definitely on the right track. I think he's going upwards, not downwards, because everyone keeps calling him underrated, which I don't know how you call a player like him underrated.
I'm not calling him underrated. I actually think he's overrated. But
overrated what?
nobody's calling him underrated.
Oh, no, I meant overrated. Well, yeah. Whatever.
He's yeah.
Overrated, said, underrated. He's a good player. I would choose him as my franchise guy for sure. Any clown question, that was one time.
Yeah. One time. He's the Justin Bieber of baseball.
It wasn't like 19 when he did that. I mean, he's not the Justin Bieber of baseball. He's not out racing Lamborghinis and stuff. It was he's Mormon. He can get in trouble. In
public.
Mormon, he can't get in trouble. He doesn't even drink.
Okay.
Well, at least from my knowledge, he doesn't even drink.
Okay.
Whatever.
You don't think he drinks.
And Josh Hamilton's been staying away from the powder.
Oh, okay. Well, he admitted to it.
That was a low blow.
Can I just say that I really truly believe that they made the right move by trading him?
I do too.
There's
just too much temptation for him out there.
Nowadays, you can't have that liability on your team nowadays. You just can't.
And I know everyone wants to be like, okay, guy made a mistake. Guy made a mistake knowing how much responsibility he has.
And what was at risk. Like, I completely agree. You can't do that.
You're not held to the same standards as a normal person. I'm sorry. And if you can't accept that, don't play in the MLB. Don't be in a professional sport. You know, if you can't handle the pressure, then don't be in an atmosphere where you have pressure.
No, it's one of those situations, though, is what else is he supposed to do? I mean, he's
got to do it. I don't do coke. You know, like, what else are you supposed to do? Okay, I'm bored. Let's go do coke at 5 in the afternoon.
No, I mean, it's addiction. It's a disease. I mean, the kid obviously needs help.
I'm glad.
I mean, he relapsed.
And he's a millionaire. It's just hard to feel sorry for people who do stupid things.
Yeah, I say he'll have a higher paycheck at the end of the day.
Yeah, I'm going to say, which transition to our next subject of stupid things.
Brittany Griner and her wife, soon to be ex-wife,
girlfriend,
ex-wife.
Baby mama.
Those two need a reality show.
Yeah, you know, you go from domestic abuse to, hey, we're getting married, to, hey, I had a baby, to, hey, I don't want to get a divorce.
We're getting a divorce.
Which took one day after the baby announcement, so it makes you wonder, was that baby announcement this because she cheated on Brittany, or did they plan that? Like, there's a lot of questions around that.
Yeah, I just want to know what's going through your head.
Who's the father?
Well, I just love how they said that Brittany is not biologically the father. I was like, well, no kidding.
Yeah, Brittany said, I am not the father. Brittany.
Well, that's just kind of how biology works.
Yeah, you know, we assumed that. I'm just kind of wondering, like, did the wife, did she get pregnant because she was cheating or because they actually planned it and they went to
there's
a
no
sperm
way
donor? Or how did this work?
Surely they went to a sperm donor. Or maybe I don't know.
I think you have to.
Do you guys feel like it's a double standard, kind of? Like, they should have been suspended, like the Ray Rice situation?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, it is a double standard.
I mean, too.
It's the same thing with Hope Solo. I mean, like.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Right. And she really does seem like she's crazy.
I mean,
I can see Hope, like, whooping a guy.
She is psych. I mean, I can totally see it now after seeing her, like, freak out on the field for things. Like, that girl's scary.
I mean, is it just because they assume that women can't cause as much harm as men? Like, is that where this is coming from?
Well, and it's not to say that this, like, this still is a common thing. I mean, you hear about, or you see a girl doing stuff to a man out in public sometimes, and nobody says anything. It's just kind of like,
right. And
I guarantee you half of the domestic abuse that of women onto men is unreported because they're ashamed of it. But it's still, I do think everybody, there needs to be a punishment both ways so that everybody knows that it's
completely
that
agree. And I feel like it needs to be the same across the board. You know, women are always talking about equal rights and stuff. Well, I feel like, you know, they both should have been suspended for the season. Not just, you guys are going to go to anger management. Like, what?
Yeah, no, I mean, that's it. I just don't see any part in, if they were in any other industry, they would be fired.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I'm sorry. Exactly. If you lay your hands on me, man or woman, like that's not right. Like, just, as human beings, we shouldn't be beating each other up.
Yeah.
I completely agree. Like, adults. Like, we're adults. You can't just go around hitting people because you're not getting
and
your way.
And sending people to the doctor where they have to get like head trauma. Like, she had to get like her head scanned. Like, Brittany like beat up her wife so hard she had to get like a like, brain spine. Scan. Yeah, she had a concussion.
Her neck and her spine.
Like, you gotta hit someone pretty hard to give them a concussion, you know? Like,
and Brittany, she kind of, I could imagine her hits or punches would hurt.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's what's the length? What's the length that they have? Because they're you know, they're tall. I don't know what their heights are, what their height is. But I mean, if you're in the WNBA, you're still a pretty tall girl.
Oh yeah.
What's your length? You could knock. They could knock me.
Yeah,
out.
I didn't think about that. You're bigger than the normal average woman.
Right. You know, and I think they're both pretty. Like, they're both kind of, you know, equal. I don't think it's like a big height difference between the two. Well, Brittany can dunk, so she's really tall.
she dunked her life. All right. Well,
this is the most I've talked about the WNBA in years.
Me too.
Sadly the same.
Yeah.
And I'm sad that it's sad that WNBA gets recognition from this.
Isn't the team here in Atlanta actually like
the Dream?
Yeah, aren't they like the defending finalists?
Yeah, and they don't even have poor things. They don't even have their own stadium.
You use Phillips Arena, don't they?
Yeah, but they're sharing with the Hawks. I remember last year when they were like in playoffs and the Hawks had a game or somebody had a game and they had to like play their own playoff game like at Georgia Tech or somewhere. It's like we see that where the priorities like lie here.
I don't know why they didn't just set up the Georgia Dome. I mean, like, it's right next door.
Yeah. No, seriously.
Well, it's pretty ridiculous.
Well, I guess on to college football. Speaking of
that makes
Georgia
so
Tech
better.
And all that, it seems to me that some ACC people like to say that SEC fans or SEC schools are getting their leftovers because we now have Grayson Lambert, who transferred from Virginia to Georgia, and then last year, Jacob Coker to Alabama, and somehow Chad Kelly, who really wasn't even at Clemson, maybe a month before he got kicked out and went to a junior college, but they're including Chad Kelly in the, you know, ACC leftover mix, because he, you know, Chad Kelly is now at Ole Miss, so now everyone's like, SEC is getting ACC leftovers, so that must mean that ACC greater. I don't agree with that.
Whatsoever.
With Coker, like,
He didn't even start.
Well, yeah, I mean,
He got beat out by Blake Sims. Like, he flat out got beat out, and he's probably gonna get beat out by Barnett. And isn't Barnett a freshman?
Yeah, let's be real. I just feel like, you know, they just want something to talk about and somehow bring the SEC in the conversation because, I mean, if the quarterback was that good, why aren't they starting at their schools that they're transferring from?
Yeah, I mean, it's always funny to see when you leave the South, everybody's so sick of the SEC just because we've been dominating. But it's still it's not a new thing for the SEC to not put out quarterback talent. Think of in the NFL right now. I can think of two starters off the top of my head that were in the SEC. Eli Manning and Stafford.
Stafford.
But I mean, like, it doesn't normally put out tons of quarterback prospects because the league is built around defense. If I'm a quarterback in high school and I'm getting recruited by, let's say, Oregon, am I going to go to Oregon or am I going to go to, let's say, Tennessee? I'm going to go to Oregon because, A, I know I'm going to be in an offense that I'm going to throw the ball 60 times a game, and B, I'm going to be going against a UCLA defense instead of a Ole Miss or Alabama defense.
Right.
Are you going to say that Chad Kelly did not lose his starting spot? He just had a little bit of a mouth problem and got kicked off, so I don't think that counts. But they want to make it count, but it doesn't really count.
He made a song about himself.
Machine Gun Kelly.
He just has issues.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, let's just hope he left the machine gun
like you said, let's
at
not
home.
Even count him.
I'm really hoping Devontae Kincaid wins.
But
that
I mean, but let's be real here. How many of these quarterbacks will actually start? I'm gonna go with zero. I mean, one. Chad Kelly might make an appearance with Ole Miss. You
and
know,
I think Chad Kelly is gonna be the starter just because of the fact that
Chad
you
Kelly has the best. Yeah, he has out of everybody that we've listed.
You don't go out into the JUCO ranks and bring in the best quarterback in JUCO
if you're not expecting him to start next season. Is it Kincannon?
Kincaid?
Kincaid, yeah. But
I want Devontae Kincaid to start.
But they were saying that, they were saying that he looked really good at the spring game. They were saying that as of right now, if, you know, regular season were to start now, that he'd be the starter.
It's been across the board because I've heard Ryan Buchanan was at least listed as the starter going into the spring game. But the stats, when you look at their stats together in that spring game, nobody jumped off of the chart at you. I mean, now that being said, they were also playing with a tight end playing tackle in that game. I mean, like, the offensive line didn't exist for Ole Miss in that game. But, but then when it comes to Alabama, honestly, it doesn't really matter who's the quarterback because they're going to run the ball down your throat anyways, and they're going to play great defense.
Alabama, when's the last time they've had that phenomenal quarterback? Natalie, can you think of like
that? Besides Blake, I feel like Blake Sims has been Alabama's best quarterback the past 6 years. I'm saying Blake.
And, you know, and definitely not knocking on Blake at all, but, I mean, that says a lot for Alabama just because their last Heisman, their one and only Heisman winner, was a running back.
Well, and
they're not a quarterback school. Right.
Think about it. I mean, going back to Brody Croyle, they have always had the exact same style of quarterback, and it's a game manager. I mean, that was A.J. McCarron. It was Greg McElroy. And those are guys who I think were very good quarterbacks that had good stats.
What about
it was
John
also
Parker Wilson?
And John Parker Wilson, I'll tell you what. I mean, the dude rocked a really slick frat cut.
Hoover Bane.
The Justin Bieber. He literally invented the Justin Bieber. Justin Bieber was not the first to rock that haircut.
Well, now Justin Bieber John looks Parker like Wilson. Ellen DeGeneres. But,
why does Justin Bieber keep coming up in this conversation?
Yeah, what?
Hey, I didn't bring him up this time.
Fascination.
Okay, I brought him up that time, but the first time it was after.
It's okay. We'll bring up Katy Perry, the Ole Miss girl, and that'll even it back out.
Hey, she was right when she said Ole Miss would beat Alabama. So go her.
That was fun.
Sorry, Natalie.
That was a fun day.
Like, what color Miss and what color is Alabama? Who am I supposed to be rooting for again?
She was rooting for. The true Mississippi Alabama champion.
And she's now an official alum.
You know what?
Oh, is she now official alum?
I believe that. It's rumor, but evidently she's now an official Ole Miss alum because of that.
Well, she already became, like, after that, that was the best college game day. Like, that was an awesome
game. I heard that college game day was pretty sick.
Oh, it was amazing. I got to witness Katy Perry throwing corn dogs at the camera. They're talking about LSU.
That was hilarious.
Fantastic. That was fantastic.
You know, and it's so true. Like, LSU fans really do smell like corn dogs. I'm going to say that. When I was an LSU fan back in the day, I didn't smell like a corn dog. Yeah. But
Baton Rouge, you know, it's
nothing wrong with corn dogs, by the way. Corn dogs are delicious. Don't get me wrong. I'm a big fan of corn dogs.
Corn dogs are disgusting. Just get a hot dog.
Yeah, you know, and maybe it's just because when I went down to Baton Rouge, I had a bag of trash dumped on me by LSU fans, but Baton Rouge just is not my go-to place as an Ole Miss fan.
I absolutely love that. Well, no, you can't go, like, it's pretty sad when they say if you're going to go to Baton Rouge, like, take off your college stickers on your car because you don't want to get vandalized. Like, that's ridiculous. But I love Baton Rouge. I love it. but their fans, yeah, they're awful.
They're intense. They love their school. They love their school.
They love their school almost to an irrational level. But I mean, it's a different kind of love than you see with the other SEC fans. But
I think it's just the state of Louisiana, because Saints fans are just as bad on Sundays too.
God, I hate the Saints.
Who dat?
Like,
who dat said it gonna be are just,
get out of my
oh
face.
Oh my gosh. Man. Like, go down Bourbon on a Sunday when the Saints play. You'll think you're in a hole. I'm like, they're looking at me crazy because I got regular clothes on. They're walking around tutus and hats and boas. The guys.
One of my bucket list things is to go down to New Orleans and watch a Falcons Saints game and be decked out in all my Falcons gear.
I'm going to the Lions Saints game, which is a Monday night football game, and best believe I'm be decked out in Lions stuff. And I'm just, you know, I got my can of mace ready.
I don't know what I enjoy more, watching the Falcons win or watching the Saints lose. I mean, it's come to that point.
Yeah, well, Falcons don't win too much. I would say probably Falcons win.
it's looking like we're starting to run out of time here. The drive is about full with audio. So I think we're going to have to go ahead and call this.
Cueing the empty trash down.
Yes, well, thank y'all for listening, and remember, if you guys have any name suggestions for us.
Third Stringers, just a number.
Third Stringers, 00,
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, any help that we can get so that we're not called the Third Stringers, that would be great.
Second Stringers.
Okay, fourth team. It's like fourth meal, but completely different.
Active roster, practice squad.
Practice squad.
The practice squad.
I do like the practice squad.
The practice squad.
I think that might be the winner.
The scout team.
No, I like practice squad.
Well, like we said, send us your submissions. We'll talk about them next time. I think we're going to try and do this monthly.
Yes, definitely.
Yes, monthly.
Yes.
Weekly. The goal is definitely weekly.
Well, then there might be a day or two that you do not hear the wonderful baritone of my voice. Because I know, coming up, I will be camping and whitewater rafting.
Ew.
So.
Fancy. Awesome.
Yeah, it'll be a lot of fun.
Fancy, huh?
But, all right, thank you, everybody. And,
all right, enjoy game two.
We need to get, like, a fancy, like, sign-off music.
We do. Okay, we need to sign in.
Yeah. We'll think on that.
So if anybody can make us fancy sign-off music, that'd be great.
A garage.
All right. Next time, everybody.